Just once. As Kevin said, I was gone a lot last year. Left in May. My dad went into the hospital towards the end of May and ended up passing away back in June. So I was gone for that, and then I got back. I was here once, apparently. I think. Oh yeah, it was for Father's Day. Was here once, and then I had to get ready because I got picked up for a 2-month temporary assignment at the Air Force Academy, and the 2 months turned into 11 months. So I just got back. Just got back about a week and a half ago. So it is good to be back, though, here at Wilderness. This works.
While you're doing it, folks, I forgot to announce, if you don't need the restroom while you're here, these are shut down for some reason. We need to use the ones upstairs, so if anybody needs to use the restroom, use the ones up there.
If I can get this to work, maybe. Celebrate. that Jesus went to prepare by his own hand, and for the saved by grace, there is a resting place, and in a few more days, it all will be mine. Some call it someone said you can't go back home again, 'cause things will not ever be as good as they've been. Oh friend, I've got good news for you. When heaven comes into view, just one glimpse and you will know the best is yet to come. Some call it heaven, oh, but I call it home. Some call it dreaming, oh, please let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven, oh, but I call it. So burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice. Then I entered the haven of grace. I've anchored the tempest may sweep
haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail my seas, O Lord. The tender
seas. This world is bad and getting worse every single day, and the only hope that we have is if we can anchor our soul in the haven of rest. As Kevin said, those of you that maybe don't know me or don't know much about me, Air Force chaplain. I'm also the associate pastor of Mount Calvary Community Church up in Alexandria. I think you all have heard from them, from the singers, at least once, and we'll probably hear from them once again at the end of the season. But it is truly a pleasure and an honor to be here this morning. It's always one of my favorite places to come, at least.
Move up from the cheap seats.
It's always one of my favorite places to come. It's just so peaceful here, right along the lake, and everything else is just such a wonderful place to come, in fellowship and worship. And I hope that's what you came to do this morning. Maybe a familiar passage, familiar story this morning, maybe not. Either way, if you have your Bibles, or if you have one of the, I guess they're not really pew Bibles, one of the wise Bibles, we're going to be in the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 8. Let's see if I can find some light so I can read it. Book of Acts, chapter 8, and we're going to start in verse 26.
Page 808,
if you've got one of our Bibles. Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 26. It says this: an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and go south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert road." So he got up and went. There was an Ethiopian man, a eunuch, and a high official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to worship in Jerusalem and was sitting in his chariot on his way home, reading the prophet Isaiah aloud. The Spirit told Philip, "Go and join that chariot." When Philip ran up to it, he heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" "How can I?" he said, "unless someone comes and guides me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the scripture passage he was reading was this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will describe his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. The eunuch said to Philip, I ask you, who is the prophet saying this about? Himself or someone else? Philip proceeded to tell him the good news about Jesus, beginning with that scripture. As they were traveling down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, look, there's water. What would keep me from being baptized? So he ordered the chariot to stop, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him any longer, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip appeared in Azotus, and he was traveling and preaching the gospel in all the towns until he came to Caesarea.